Want to acknowledge the study team to begin with, and my co-authors, some who are located here in Australia and some in Papua New Guinea. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what some of the findings or emerging findings around polygyny in our study. So polygyny, if you're not aware, is the most common form of polygamy worldwide and involves a man marrying more than one wife. Polygyny is practiced in vastly different religious and cultural contexts, including in Papua New Guinea, where traditional polygyny is changing due to the mining boom and other factors, which is enabling more men to marry multiple wives. And the literature on the role of polygyny in the global HIV epidemic is very limited and inconclusive, quite contradictory in terms of some researchers arguing that polygynous marriages are either protective against HIV or a critical risk factor. But neither of those arguments accounts for the diversity of polygyny, nor for the myriad local factors that can shape such unions. And in addition, very little attention has been given to serodiscordant polygynous unions where one or more spouses is HIV positive. So in this presentation, we draw on findings from a longitudinal study of the social cultural aspects of biomedicine and HIV among spouses with mixed HIV status in Papua New Guinea. In-depth interviews with 51 participants were conducted in Mount Hagen and Port Moresby in 2017 by Papua New Guinean researchers, with follow-up interviews in 2018 and 2019. In this presentation, we focus on a subset of 19 participants who were in serodiscordant polygynous heterosexual relationships. And they included 14 women and 5 men. And 12 of these women and 3 of the men were HIV positive. So this is just a small glimpse of a much larger study. So contrary to the rather static representations of polygyny in the literature, these marriages were highly diverse and fluid and manifested in different constellations in terms of number of spouses, living arrangements, the gender of the spouses with HIV, and how serodiscordance came about in the relationship. And serodiscordance was far from straightforward, but it emerged in multiple ways. 7 of the polygynous participants had entered their present marriage without knowing either their own or their spouse's HIV status. And this was due to a lack of testing, and in 5 instances due to concealment by their spouse. Sorry, I'm a bit behind here in my slides. Only 4 participants knew that they were entering into a serodiscordant union prior to their marriage. And the remaining marriages had become serodiscordant along the way as a result of extramarital sex or the addition of a wife with a different HIV status. The participants' commitment to HIV treatment, which was really strong across the whole study, likely provided significant protection against transmission between serodiscordant spouses. But the configuration of serodiscordance within these polygynous marriages was not always transparent, as not all spouses were aware of who in the union was HIV positive or HIV negative. And this was partly explained by a lack of disclosure or a lack of regular testing among presumably HIV negative spouses, but also by the fact that the co-wives usually had little contact with each other. So preventing a flow of information as co-wives tended typically to have their own separate households, and that could be in very different parts of the country.
At least, Ashley, you're virtually out of time.
Woo! Okay. In at least 7 of these unions, co-wives did not know each other's HIV status. So these findings highlight the potential complexities of negotiating HIV prevention in such an ambiguous and changeable terrain. And the logic of marital faithfulness, which is a key prevention strategy in PNG, is rendered precarious by the often geographical dispersal of multiple polygynous spouses with uncertain HIV status. So how fidelity and safety are understood and negotiated in these contexts needs to be ascertained rather than assumed. So, yeah, we need to understand these serodiscordant polygynous unions better, more comprehensively than what's been done so far, so that we can strengthen HIV prevention efforts in PNG and support the well-being of spouses in these relationships. Sorry, I was behind with my... I always do that. Oh, no. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.